For the first time in nearly a week, calm largely returned to the streets of the Gaza Strip as Hamas militants completed their takeover of the territory by seizing the Gaza headquarters of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Ismail Haniyeh, who Mr. Abbas dismissed as prime minister, says he will ignore the order and focus on restoring security. Haniyeh says he has instructed the Hamas Executive Force militia to impose what he described as quiet in Gaza. He says the existing Palestinian government will continue to operate no matter what President Abbas says. About 100 Fatah officials fled to Egypt on Friday, but tensions eased considerably after Hamas announced an amnesty for senior Fatah commanders. Hamas leaders also say they will take over Gaza's border crossing with Egypt, which has been staffed by Fatah security officials and monitored by observers from the European Union. There was also widespread looting of ransacked Fatah facilities, such as the presidential compound and the former headquarters of the Fatah Preventive Security Force. However, for the first time in several days, Gazans were able to leave their homes to shop for food and other essentials. John Ging, who directs the Gaza operations of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency in the Gaza Strip, says UN operations, which were largely suspended after two local UN employees were killed in the violence, have also resumed.
It's been a dreadful time for us to try and keep our operations going, and it's a great relief to us that the fighting has stopped. And that will, enable our brave staff to continue their work without risking their lives, as they have been doing over the last number of days.
Meanwhile, Western donor representatives and Israeli officials are debating whether to now ease sanctions on the West Bank that were imposed last year after Hamas won legislative elections in the Palestinian territories. Mr. Abbas has requested that Israel release frozen customs and tax duties it has collected. Miri Eisen, a spokeswoman for Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, says Israel is receptive to the idea.
For us, the difficulty was in the existence of this Hamas government that refuses in any way to recognize Israel or to renounce terrorism. By firing this government, it's certainly a very strong opening for Israel to be able to acknowledge, possibly also with the funds, to be able to assist the moderates, which Abu Mazen is at the head of.
Eisen also says Israel has no plans to cut power or water to the Gaza Strip, which is home to about 1.5 million Palestinians, who must now adapt to life under the complete control of Hamas. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.